This program is brought to you with support from the U.S. EPA. We're here to present the EFC Network podcast. The Environmental Finance Center Network is a partnership of 12 centers serving 10 EPA regions. The EFCN provides training and technical assistance to small water and wastewater systems. This podcast series has been designed to help system personnel improve technical, managerial, and financial capacity of the utilities and communities they serve.
Welcome to the EFC Network podcast series. My name is Jeff Severin, and I'm a program manager for the Environmental Finance Center at Wichita State University. In this episode, we're going to explore the concept of empathy as it relates to the customer impact, the financial burden that utility rates place on our ratepayers. Generally, a household should not pay more than 2.5% of income on drinking water and no more than 2% of income on wastewater services. Although these are not officially established thresholds, they're commonly used to understand and assess the affordability of utility rates. But the impact that utility rates have on community members varies depending on the challenges that households face. We can use numbers to understand the financial burden. However, we also have to acknowledge that each community member experiences burdens differently based on their unique experiences. To attempt to understand these challenges, we have to lead with empathy as we enter conversations about the affordability of utility rates. Empathy, by definition, is understanding and being aware of and sensitive to the feelings and experiences of another person. It's sometimes described as putting yourself in someone else's shoes to try to feel what they feel. And that's okay as a basic definition, but it assumes that we're fully capable of understanding another person's lived experience, when in reality, that may not be possible because of the complexities and the nuances that exist around each situation and the impact of differing identities, including gender, race, ethnicity, ability, and orientation. To be truly empathetic, we need to be able to acknowledge that we can't always understand what others are going through, but that we still believe their experiences to be valid and true. It doesn't require having a shared experience, just sharing in the emotional response to that experience. Empathy is often confused with sympathy, but the difference is related to our understanding of how another person feels, your perspective of the situation, and your level of effort and engagement. With sympathy, you might think about how someone feels based on your own perspective of how you might feel in that situation, but you don't have a truly emotional connection to their experience. Sympathy may sound something like, "I feel bad for you. I hope things get better." And that's really where the feeling part ends with sympathy. Many times, the thinking part that dominates sympathy leads to comparing a situation to something you have personally experienced and how you felt in that moment. It quickly turns from centering the other person and their feelings to centering ourselves and our own emotions. Trying to make a comparison like that can also create false equivalencies that diminish the challenge the person's experiencing and result in passing judgment or responding with the comparison to other situations. So a sympathetic response to a customer might include a statement like, "At least you still have service," or "At least the sewage isn't backing up into your house anymore." Instead of trying to create a comparison in those moments, we should instead work toward a more empathetic response. Take time to actively listen to customers to understand their perspective, even if it differs from your own, and acknowledge their feelings without trying to minimize them. Even if you can't fully understand how the customer is feeling about a situation because you can't connect it to your own experience, empathy is about sharing in another person's emotions, reflecting on that person's experience, and learning how to be supportive in that moment. An important aspect of empathy is being able to see things from different perspectives. You might remember that social media exploded in 2015 over a picture of a dress. People looked at a picture that was going around of a striped dress. Some saw it as blue and black, while others saw a white and gold dress. No matter how heated the great dress debate got, neither side was wrong about how they perceived the image, even though it was, in fact, a blue and black dress. You can read the science behind this on your own, but it's all about how each person's brain interprets the image. Was it taken under a blue sky or incandescent lighting? Is the fabric shiny or matte? Since it's just a photograph without any additional context, Your brain has to fill in some blanks and identify what it is that you're looking at. The point here is that two people can experience the same thing in two very different ways, based on their own interpretations, assumptions, lived experiences, and other factors. And as the Great Dress Debate demonstrated, an inability to see things from different perspectives can really get in the way sometimes. One thing that we have to overcome to be successful at this, and something I feel keeps us from overcoming a lot of challenges and differences in life, is moving past the idea that everything functions in binary, an either-or mentality. That notion that you're either right or wrong, good or bad, or even that it's us versus them. That mentality keeps us from seeing the reality that more than one thing can be true at the same time. I can be a good person and do bad things sometimes. We can say something that we don't think is offensive, or isn't intended to be offensive, and it's experienced as offensive or even threatening to someone else. And that's the difference between intent and impact. One person can have a positive experience related to an event, while another person has a very different and negative experience related to that same activity. All those things can exist at the same time, and we have to be able to come to terms with that and accept that everyone has different experiences, and each of those experiences can be true and valid, even if they don't register as true from your own perspective. So when it comes to working with the customer who's experiencing concerns about their wastewater service or experiencing some challenge with paying their sewer bill, it's important that we lead with empathy. Try to understand things from their perspective. Unless you set aside your own biases and your own perspective on the situation, listen to the customer and understand how they're feeling, you might not be able to help them in a meaningful way. Putting in that extra effort and focusing on empathy improves customer service and adds a human element to what can often be a very technical interaction. And even though our brains might want to go right to that technical solution, it can be a missed opportunity to truly understand the problem and can sometimes come off as cold or even defensive. However, responding with empathy goes beyond simply solving a problem for a customer. It improves the customer's experience and helps you solve the problem more effectively. First, it helps you more fully understand the customer and their concerns. By taking time to listen and understand what they're experiencing, you can find the solution they're looking for and respond in a way that more closely aligns with their expectations. You may not always be able to do exactly what they're wanting you to do, but you will at least have a better understanding of their situation and be able to respond to the specific concerns and to let them know why you can or can't meet their expectations. Regardless, you can get to the root of the problem that needs to be solved instead of just seeing the problem on the surface level. In doing so, you're able to demonstrate your interest and willingness to help them. That interaction, listening and working to understand things from their perspective, also builds a more trusting relationship. Practicing empathy creates a stronger connection with the customer and helps them trust that you have their best interests in mind and that you're being honest if you have to tell them you aren't able to meet their expectations. So what can empathy look like when interacting with the customer? First, it involves active listening. Not listening for that pause so that you can respond with a solution or explanation, but truly listening and paying attention to what they're saying, what they're feeling, and even what they're not saying. Repeat back what you think they are trying to get across to you to confirm that you're understanding things from their perspective. Then be thoughtful about your response. Avoid the urge to jump to a conclusion, push back against any of those personal biases, and center the customer and their experience without making judgments based on stereotypes, your own experiences, or what you believe to be true. Again, it's not an either-or us versus them situation, but an opportunity to see a more complete picture of what's going on. Switching to that binary way of thinking can lead us to using more negative language and unnecessarily negative interactions. Instead, use positive language and follow your curiosity by asking questions that will provide an opportunity for the customer to stay engaged, share more of their story, and help you find the best possible solution for them. Empathy can also be demonstrated in the way you offer services to customers by using more inclusive practices. For example, offering multiple channels of communication helps customers connect in the way that they feel most comfortable. So instead of just offering a phone number, set up systems for customers to communicate by email or chat messages, and consider using Zoom or other video platforms so you can still have some face-to-face interaction, even if the customer can't come to you in person during open hours. Although it isn't quite the same, you can at least pick up on some of the nonverbal cues in the conversation using video that are lost in email and even over the phone. And that goes both ways. It's just as important for the customer to be able to see that you are actively listening and engaged and be able to pick up on your own expressions. Reversing roles a bit here, we always want to know how we're perceived by others to be able to evaluate what we know to be true, what may be misinterpreted, as well as what others might be missing out on. In the same way, it's important to get to know the stories of others. Because what happens when we don't get a complete picture of someone, but only bits and pieces based on assumptions or stories that someone else tells? That's where prejudice and stereotypes are born. So we want to avoid that, even if it takes more time, and really get to know the complete story of those around us, not just who we think they are on the surface. Otherwise, we fall back into that trap of playing to stereotypes when working with customers. For example, the myth of the welfare queen that was perpetuated in the 80s continues to influence our biases today. Or the notion that just because someone drives a nice car, has the latest version of a cell phone, is wearing expensive brands, or has their nails done professionally, that they should be able to pay their utility bills. But we don't know the whole story about where those things came from, or what might have changed in their lives to impact their finances, or even what sacrifices they might be making to keep up appearances and avoid that stigma of poverty in their community. And that's where empathy makes a big difference. It helps us understand what's really happening in our community and how individuals might be impacted by utility rates. So the next time you engage with a customer on a complaint or a concern they're expressing, or even enter a conversation about rate increases, take a moment to pause. Set aside what might seem like the easy technical response that tells your side of the story, and lead with empathy. Actively listen, seek to understand what they're experiencing and what they're feeling, and find a productive way to engage that centers their concerns. I think you'll find that it really changes those interactions and creates a better experience for your customer and for you.
Thank you to all our listeners for tuning into this episode of the EFC Network Podcast, brought to you with support from the US EPA. Be sure to stay tuned for future EFC Network podcast episodes.